and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. Picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 6. Here in verse number 24, it's where we left off. We're going to back up a little bit just to get the context. The Lord here talks about laying up on treasure. He says, don't lay it up on the earth. It'll rot. It'll be stolen. Lay it up in heaven. Nothing can touch it there. That begs the question, or it brings the question, how do you do that? Well, I think it's clear in the scriptures that obedience. He tells here about focus, and this is the focus of obedience. If our eye is single upon the Lord Jesus and what he commands us and what he instructs us, then our whole body will be full of light. But if it's looking, our eye is focused anywhere else, looking anywhere else, evil is what we'll be filled with, self-will and desire, carnality, following the things of this world, and a great darkness indeed. He said, Jesus is the only way. He is that way that each and every person needs. The Lord makes it clear here in verse number 24, where we pick up this time. No man can serve two masters, the light and the darkness. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and greed. You cannot serve God and serve yourself. And that's the greatest thing that we have is not idols of stone or of metal that we have set up. There are those that have idols, grottos of idols. It still does exist in the world, indeed. But in our land, that's not really the problem that we have. The greater problem that we have is that of serving self. We want to serve self. And the Lord says, you can't do it. You can't serve self and me. You're going to hate one of us, and you're going to love the other of us. You can't serve God and carnality, mammon. You can't do it. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And the scripture tells us over, I believe, in the book of Romans, that the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Maybe it's in Corinthians. But it's not meat and drink, but it's peace and power and love and the Spirit of God. And so he says here, he starts with a thing in regards to this about having two masters. Think about the necessity of life. We've got to eat. We must drink. And if we don't have enough clothes on, we'll get cold and freeze. Or for that matter, in places very, very hot in the world without clothes, we'll burn up. And so he just goes to the necessities of life, and he says, consider these. He says, isn't living life more than meat and raiment? He said, isn't life more to you than just what you consume? Now, the carnal mind is very much thinks that that is the basis and the foundation of life. And yes, the way our bodies are designed, we need to eat or we will not live. We need to drink, we will not live. But the thing is there not more to life than that? Are we not more complex than that, than just the basic instinct of survival? And indeed we are. We are made living souls. We are made, we have the capacity for spirituality, the living of the Spirit of God within. No other creature is that way. All creatures can be moved and affected by the Lord indeed, but not a relationship of our Creator living within us. We're the only ones. The Lord doesn't do that with the angels, but he does it with mankind. He says here regarding the necessity of life, eating and drinking and clothes, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Now the evolutionists would have us believe that we're not, but the Lord says and indicates, the Lord Jesus indicates indeed by his questions that we are better than they. As one brother said it recently, we are the pinnacle of the creation and creatures that God has created. And we are mankind. And we stand alone. There's no other species like us. And the Lord has created us and has given us to have dominion over the earth as he has dominion over all things, have dominion to his honor and his glory. The Lord says, take a look at the birds and what the Lord does for them. Their need is just right on time at the hunger pangs of their stomachs. But the Lord provides for them. And he providing for them to bring them food right on time, won't he do better for us? And the answer is yes. Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Verse 27. The Lord, he brings up an interesting thing here when he says, who can add a foot and a half to your height? Who can go ahead? In my case, I'm 5'10". That would make me 6 foot or 7 foot 6 if I added 18 inches to my height. He says, can you do that? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit to his stature? Which of you can make yourself a foot and a half taller at will? Who can do it? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit into his stature? Verse 28, and why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? The Lord says in other places in the Gospels, when he says this about adding a foot and a half to our stature, he said, if you can't do that which is least, why do you care about the rest? The Lord says adding a foot and a half to your height is a little thing. Well, that's a great thing for us, but it's a little thing for him. Oh, what a Savior and a God that we have that we can trust and rest in with all the need that we encounter in this life. He said, take a look at clothing. Look at the lilies of the field. They come in so fast and then they're cut down and they're gone. And look at all that the Lord does for them, that their existence is really but a moment. And mankind lives for years. And won't he take care of us better? So consider the lilies of the field, verse 28, how they grow and they toil not. They don't plant. They don't sow. They don't spin the cotton, the wool, into thread and to yarn and to weavings. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these lilies. So often, so brilliant, so bright. Wherefore, because of that, if God so clothed the grass of the field, the lilies, makes them beautiful, and other plants and growing and flora and fauna of the world, designed and maintained by the Lord. He said, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, it's cut down, it's burned up, it's dries and withers away so fast, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Look at what the Lord does for the grass, which just lasts for a moment. And look how much greater we are than the grass. Will he not clothe us? Indeed he will. Indeed he will. Verse 31, therefore take no thought, saying, what are we going to eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? What are we going to wear? He said, don't take no thought for that. The Lord is going to provide. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your Father, your heavenly Father, knoweth that ye have need of all these things. He knows the need. And as he gave us in the model prayer earlier in the chapter, we are to pray for our need. He's worshiped and honored and glorified in us petitioning him for our need. He knows it, but we need to ask, and we need not fret. Lord, help me not to fret. But he says here, this is your focus. This is part of having a single eye. This is the way to use a life and lose it for the sake of the Lord and gain it indeed. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek his kingdom. Seek his righteousness. And all these things of life that are necessary, shall be added unto you. The Lord Jesus once again telling us in another way, his children are to be different. We're to be different. We're to be different than the world. We're to be salty, unlike the world. We're to be shining, unlike the world. And not fretting and worrying about the essentials and basic things of life. Knowing we have our Lord always to petition, but never to get in a worry and a fret about that, but seek his kingdom and seek his righteousness first, knowing that he'll add unto us and give us the things that we need. Take therefore, verse 34, no thought for the morrow. Don't take any thought for it. Don't premeditate about it. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If you and I try to live tomorrow today, we're wasting today. We need to live today. And when we arrive at tomorrow, when tomorrow becomes today, then we are to live that, according to the glory of our Lord. The Sermon on the Mount, the Lord giving us the mind of God and how people are to live, how his children are to live. I pray that we will hear and heed the word of the Lord, will hearken unto him indeed. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.